Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B on another gorgeous day as we connect with our 200 plus stations coast to coast via BizTalk Radio and the BBS Radio Networks. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab. We're going to keep playing this every week, guys. You know why? Because everyone knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And if someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone. That's the first step. And call the professionals at 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Help the ones you love and help yourself by getting them to put that chapter behind them where it belongs. 800-932-4082. Guys, huge response. Loved it. To last week's show, two of the smartest personal finance sites out there. It's not some sophisticated investment site. It's not some banking site. It is two sites that have saved our household and maybe your household thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. These two sites, Craigslist and Goodwill. All right. Earlier show, I broke it down with how these two sites saved our household over $2,000 in 1 week alone with a fabulous, huge cabinet, wall cabinet system. Gorgeous, sturdy, amazing. $2,000 retail. We got it for free on Craigslist. So here's an update on the goings on at Casa Hagopian this past week with another room makeover for a fraction of retail. Also, not surprisingly, courtesy of Goodwill and Craigslist, but not in the way you might think. Let's break it down. Okay, first, an update on the bike that you all love. Got an antique bike for $12 at Goodwill a couple of weeks ago. Came home, thought it would be this great bike. I'm gonna be riding with my family. I'm gonna keep it forever. Until my husband, who is a eBay expert, honestly, he really is. He knows all this stuff inside and out. Comes outside, sees my new bike, and freaks out because it's some expensive, you know, my $12 bike I just got is apparently retailing for about $275 or more on Craigslist. So because it's some antique-y thing, beautiful, it's some J.C. Higgins, I forget what it's called. But it's gorgeous, it's wonderful, it's selling for $275 on Craigslist, and it's gone. But I bought another one, absolutely beautiful, tough, rugged dirt bike, these really thick tires at Goodwill for $15. It's gorgeous. It needs no work, which surprised me because you think to yourself you're going to want to get it tuned up. No, it's in fabulous shape. This beautiful, tough, rugged dirt bike retails for easily over $100. I got it for $15. The brakes are perfect. Needed a little air in the tires, but that's totally normal. Then the big project last week that had people flipping out on my social media, redoing our guest bathroom. Quite honestly, a contender for the second most ugly bathroom in existence, second only to our master bathroom, which hands down takes the prize. Okay, so get on my Facebook page, find me at brilliantfrugalliving.com, or just Google the Kristen Agopian Show, find my Facebook page, you'll see pictures before and after. Okay, and again, this is a job where, you know, we bought the house, the Victorian, 20 years ago. We have been fixing up all these rooms, and the side guest bathroom was in decent shape, certainly in great working order, but I always hated the vanity. When our Victorian had been broken down back in the 60s and 70s into apartments, they had filled all of these various rooms with what was at the time trendy furniture, including the cabinetry and the vanities and everything else. So we had what could best be described as like a Brady Bunch special. It was one of those boxy vanities that was in the bathroom. It was suitable. The size was right. But I kept looking and salivating over all these Victorian ones with the deep wood grain and the marble and the great fixtures, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're going for like $1,000. I was looking at my Habitat for Humanity home store near us, and there are some decent vanities there, but I couldn't find the right size. I wasn't sure if it was going to work. And then it kept going through my head. If you've got a piece of furniture where the size is right, it's functioning, it's in decent shape, simply rehab it. When you rip out any kind of cabinetry in your home, if it's in the bathroom, if it's in a kitchen, if it's in, you know, built in anywhere else, you're begging for trouble. Please only do so if you are absolutely certain that is your one and only option for redoing the room. If there's any possible way, simply rehab that piece of furniture if it's the right size, if it's the right height, if it's perfectly functioning. Give some serious thought to keeping that serious coin in your pocket where it belongs and simply rehabbing that piece of furniture, because the goods are out there that can help you transform even the ugliest furniture out there, like my bathroom vanity. I did it with a weekend worth of work. Getting a brand new vanity would have cost easily, the ones that I loved, hundreds and hundreds of bucks. Honestly, the ones I really loved topped out at about $800 for the size. The same size vanity that I already owned looking in that room. It was boxy. It was like the fake wood, still very sturdy, heavy as heck. Fake wood square box. You slide open the front cabinet doors, very boring inside, and you had this faux plasticky, ceramicky, clearly not marble, sink top, okay? Then, on top of that, on the wall, we had one of the dinkiest itty-bitty embedded mirrors, a little medicine cabinet with the mirror. It was so small. It does not fit the room. I'm embarrassed that I've had this in there for decades. We've owned this house since 2000. Okay, so this was the week I had to get that done. Off I go to Goodwill. Went to Goodwill and didn't spot anything for the first couple of visits. I try to get there once a week, so I've been looking for the last couple of weeks. This past week, I found a gorgeous, antique, ornate, beautiful, heavy, fabulous vintage mirror with all of this great detail on the frame, the perfect size, and easily about three times bigger than the medicine cabinet tiny mirror that was jutting out of the wall at the moment. So you just put that mirror on the wall. You measure carefully. Measure around the towel racks and any lighting that might be above it. Measure carefully when you're going out shopping for this stuff. You will save yourself a lot of heartache. Got to Goodwill, found the perfect, gorgeous, ornate mirror. It fits there beautifully, easily three times bigger than that tiny little embedded mirror. And it's gorgeous. When you put a larger mirror, a better quality mirror, and a larger mirror on a wall in any room, it just makes the room bigger and classier and more grown up and more sophisticated. I can't get over it. So we have that done, all right? So there's the mirror. I'm not changing the lighting because the lighting's in decent shape. I'm not changing the towel racks because they're embedded in the tiles in this, you know, I mean, it's obviously vintage tile. It's from the 40s, so I'm not going to change that up. Got brand new towels for it at Goodwill as well. Beautiful stuff, beautiful burgundy towels. Now I have to go and do the vanity. All right, so fake wood on the vanity for the boxy vanity. Pull out the Old English, start scrubbing away at it with it, and it brings out this faux wood grain that's been there for a while. It looks so much better. Get some Old English, all right, the darker wood or the lighter wood, whatever you want to do. Spent about a half hour just scrubbing and just embedding this stuff in there. And even in the cheapest, which mine is, cheapest, you know, the really sturdy yet not really elegant quality vanities out there, if it can bring out the beautiful wood quality in that vanity in, you know, back home in my upstairs bathroom, it can do the same thing for yours. We had scratches and dings and dents and gouges in a couple of places. You put a good layer of dark Old English on there, maybe even a couple little coats of it. Let it sink in. It looks gorgeous. Okay, so there's the one part. Then, you guys remember when I did the mantle in the master bedroom? It was this total, I mean, we bought that mantle at a flea market right before we moved into the house about 18 years ago. Had no time to do anything with it, so I hit the frugal panic button, painted it white, and liked it for about a week, and then after that I'm kind of like, meh, found this beautiful new thing called contact paper, but this is not your shelf liner contact paper anymore, guys. This is durable, strong, gorgeous contact paper that comes in marble patterns. Beautiful, lifelike, gorgeous. Touch it, feel it. It feels like marble. So I did the entire mantle in this beautiful brown, rust, gold, black veins, white veins running through it mantle. It looks phenomenal. Had some stuff left over. I did my vanity in that same beautiful, gorgeous brown, red, gold marble, and it looks fantastic. People are looking at this stuff on Facebook saying, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. Don't get me wrong. Behind the picture you see, the after photo, for every inch of this stuff, of this marbleized contact paper, there's about a mile in a garbage bag behind me because I made every mistake in the book. The best thing I can recommend that works beautifully, move slowly with that stuff. Do not rush. Move slowly. Those of you who know me, slowly is not a good, easy gear for me to slip into, all right? So I made every mistake in the book. However, when all is said and done, beautiful, now marble vanity, love it, scrubbable, durable, waterproof, now an ancient, you know, beautiful, antique-y, old English wood along the entire bottom part of the vanity, beautiful, huge new mirror on top of the vanity, new towels, new everything, transformed the room for far less than, I want to say less than 20 bucks, less than 50 bucks easily when you count the towels. A bathroom transformation for less than 50 bucks, and it kept me out of trouble for the entire weekend. That's what I'm talking about, and people are flipping out. So they sent me all of their stuff they're doing via Craigslist, and you're going to hear more about that right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, touching base with our listeners coast to coast, all of our social media buddies, with all of their fantastic, amazing, all the stuff we've been dying to do, you know, during the coldest days of winter. Oh, we'll get to it this summer. We'll get this done. We'll get that done. It feels great getting it done. We talked before the break, got done with this bathroom was bad. It was functional, but ugly as heck. Now it's beautiful. We did it for far less than $50. And when we put the word out on social media, hit my website, guys, brilliantfrugalliving.com, or just Google Kristen Agopian. It'll take you right there. All of these various projects using our fabulous, you know, your local Goodwill, your local Habitat for Humanity home store, your local, you name it, Craigslist. Oh my gosh, Craigslist is brilliant for this stuff. And people are talking a lot about this contact paper. One of the biggest questions on social media, Chris, what is this contact paper? Where do I find this? How have I not, you know, known about this all along? I'm the same way. You don't see it a lot on all these various, you know, home and garden crafty shows, whatever, which amazes me. I think this stuff's going to take mainstream, just huge in the future, because it has a gorgeous effect on even the most inexpensive, cheap, amazing projects it can do to the most, you know, I don't want to call it ugly furniture, but we are all in possession of furniture that doesn't look quite how we want it to look. And when you think about, just use a little imagination, what a touch of paint and some of this marble contact paper, or maybe you want the granite contact paper, which looks so incredible. Maybe you want the gorgeous oak wood grain contact paper that will transform all these things. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to get to that in just a second. This was handed to me, and this is the kind of headlines I love. I love finding ways to have a lot of fun during the summer without breaking the bank. And there is some cool, nerdy news out there. And I use the word nerd like a compliment, because we are all kind of nerdy out there, the best of us. And it turns out Saturn, the planet Saturn, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Earth, usually tough to spot. This is the month of July, where with even, here's your frugal tie-in, with even the most inexpensive telescopes out there, if you point it in the right direction, and Victor, my husband, is so good at this, you can spot Saturn, and it is wicked cool. I married one of the most adorable, fantastic, hardworking, money-saving, home improvement, you know, junkie, just like I am, nerds out there. I got a real winner. And one of his hobbies is stargazing, right? So every once in a while, I will surprise him with an upgrade in his telescope found at, most of the time, Goodwill. Get yourself to Goodwill. Here's why. Everyone you know around you has their hobbies, and they like to upgrade their stuff, especially in a really bustling, white hot economy right now. So you got people right and left of you saying, you know what? I'm going to buy a brand new $1,000. I can barely get the words out of my mouth. $1,000 telescope. I barely pay that for my car. $1,000 telescope. You know, I don't need this other telescope that I bought a couple of years ago. It's a couple of years old. I don't need it anymore. I'm going to give it to Goodwill, write it off on my taxes. Everyone's a winner. You dang straight, everyone's a winner, because I'm going to go and buy that telescope for maybe $25. $1,000 telescope, guys. This is all true life. I've done this myself. I've bought these telescopes at Goodwill. They're perfectly functioning. You look them up and retail just a couple of short years ago for $1,000, and I'm picking it up for $25 at Goodwill. With these telescopes, you can see the craters on the moon on a great night, and it is cool. I'm not even that much of like an astronomy junkie, but you get your eyes in front of one of these telescopes that's trained on the moon or a planet, and it is wicked cool. So get yourself, if you currently do not own a telescope, get yourself to your local Goodwill. Check there first. Check on Craigslist. Now, you know the rule with Craigslist. You never go into the home unless it's someone you've done business with before. You have them bring everything out into the yard. You meet there. Bring a buddy if you want to. Play it super safe. I have done dozens of Craigslist transactions. Never had a hiccup. Do it smart, and you will find yourself the proud owner of some of the most high class, fabulous items in your home for a fraction of the price. So get yourself a telescope if you don't have one and get it trained onto Saturn. It's just wicked cool. It's fun. It's inexpensive. It is, dare I say it, if you have kids or grandkids around, educational and they don't even know it. Good stuff. So if you have kids or grandkids in your life and they're going back to school in a couple of months, they get, oh, what'd you do this summer, Johnny or Mary or whoever? Hey, I looked at Saturn through this great telescope, and with my parents or my grandparents, aunts and uncles. You get the point. Get your hands on a telescope, get it pointed to the sky, and let me know what you see. All right, back to fabulous, incredible makeovers of furniture, of rooms, not just furniture. The pictures being sent to me, in no particular order, of these transformations with contact paper. Let's do this. First of all, Michael S. from San Antonio. I love Michael. He is just in contact all the time via Facebook. It took him a weekend, but in that weekend, he transformed his parents' kitchen. They're on a limited budget. Who isn't these days? Even in a great economy, keep your budget limited, maybe to pay for past debt that you've been in, or just to prep for any kind of future economic whatever going on. Always keep yourself on a limited budget. You know what? The money in the bank is worth the hassle of saying, you know what? I'm on a limited budget. Let's not buy a brand new marble countertop. Let's use this amazing contact paper. And the before and after in this San Antonio kitchen is breathtaking. It started out as a very reliable, sturdy, it's there. It's this beige plastic. Well, it's not plastic, but it's just very sturdy sort of countertop, all right? It's not natural stone. It's not cement. It's just there, and it's kind of blah. Michael S. from San Antonio, the pictures are amazing. It took him a weekend. He transformed it into this beautiful pale marble, and it is gorgeous, all right? He had the same advice I had. When you're starting to use this stuff, move slowly. Your bottom line will thank you for it. Every time I moved faster than I should have, it got all bunched up. I had to start over again into the pile in the corner of the room it went. Move slow. It is gorgeous. All over the edges, the top, it's scrubbable. It's durable. They know how to treat it. This stuff is fantastic. We got time for a couple more. This one, this is new. This is new, and I was dazzled by this. Brady, checking in from Atlanta, covered his floors. They had a flood. They had some sort of a flood going on. They didn't have a lot of money for new floors. They're worried about another flood. In his gorgeous Atlanta home, he used something similar, these square linoleum tiles, but it's the new generation. These aren't old, ugly-looking ones. These are beautiful. Essentially, contact paper squares. In this kitchen makeover, that is beautiful. It's a huge kitchen, and it cost him just $50 to do the floors. Do you have kitchen floors, or maybe a laundry room floor, maybe a playroom floor, maybe a sunroom floor, maybe a basement floor, and you're looking to straighten? It never occurred to me to do floors in this, and it's gorgeous. Last but not least, Devin D., checking in from Philadelphia. Devin, you know who you are. It just transformed this older refrigerator. If I hear one more time, people are saying, oh, I don't want to buy a new one, but my refrigerator's 20 years old. We got to get a new one. All the commercials say you got to get a new one. All the experts say you got to get a new one. No, if your refrigerator's working, don't get a new one. Make it cute, update it with your kitchen as well. If you're blessed with one of those fabulous fridges that miraculously still works after decades, or maybe a stainless steel fridge that always got fingerprints on it, cover the whole thing like Devin D did in this chic, solid color. It's glossy black, and it is gorgeous. Guys, the time is flying. More after this. You all hang out. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-932-4082.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the man here in studio in person, John Harriott, here to break down all of this week's headlines and how they translate into a fantastic, unbelievable real estate market for you.
And hello again, everybody. This is John Harriott with Keller Williams Real Estate with another edition of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, trying to give you some good direction on what you need to know and think about with respect to making the biggest investment of most people's investment lifetimes. And sometimes people will buy two and three houses, occasionally four and five houses in a lifetime, or more if you're thinking about investing. But Chrissy, what have some of our listeners been coming in with questions about for this last week?
We have the most awesome listeners, and we get these wonderful collections of emails, texts, that kind of thing. Mainly it's via Facebook and emailing right now. Three really jumped out at me because you've got a lot of people out there. You hear all of the various news out there. We've got great jobs numbers, which is fabulous. We also have lowering interest rates, which is fabulous news. First question, which one should we go with first? Here we go. James in Montgomeryville. Still concerned, and this is valid. There's great economic news out there, but he is still concerned about a potential housing, you don't want to say collapse, but let's face it, that is what we came out of before. And he just needs a little reassurance that the numbers right now are going in a good direction to continue the fabulous real estate market with no huge looming real estate collapse on the horizon.
Okay, and James, this was? Okay, James, listen, concern is very, very well placed because I remember I was in the real estate business back in 2008. I got into the real estate business in 2000. And in 2008, we were all fat, dumb, and happy, thinking this gravy train is going to go on forever. And lo and behold, it blew up, and we were on a roller coaster down for the next 5-6 years. Took us until 2012, 2013 to hit the bottom and then begin to recover. But that was all because the federal government made it so easy to get mortgage loans, and one of these days we'll devote a whole program to that. But it was nothing wrong with the housing market other than the federal government goosed the money supply to a point where it was totally irrational, and that's what caused that bubble to collapse. One way to look at this is mortgage debt out of control, because mortgage debt getting out of control back in 2008 is really what caused the problem, Chrissy. And if you take a look at history, back in 2007, the first part of 2008, and I'm going to get a little bit policy wonky here and get a little bit out in the weeds with some numbers, but in that period of time, late 2007, early 2008, mortgage debt, household debt service requirements for mortgages expressed as a percentage of disposable personal income. In other words, taken nationwide, how much money were people making and how much money did they have to put up for their debt service on the mortgages in order to keep them current? That percentage was 7.2%. Now, that may not mean much. Didn't mean much to me when I first read this article as I was doing the research for answering your question. But that was the highest that it has ever been in the United States in our history, 7.2% of disposable income being required to pay off mortgages and keep them current. Now, there were some times that got up fairly high. 1991, for example, got up as high as 6.2%. 1998 got up as high as 5.5%. But if you look at that bubble, that peak in 2007-2008, which really precipitated this disastrous fall that we had, and it was disastrous. Kids not being able to go to college, people being forced out of their homes, lots and lots of bad stuff. Now, if you look at what percentage of disposable income is required to keep mortgages current in the United States? That percentage is 4.25%, about 3 full percentage points lower than the 7.2% we had back in 2007-2008. So that is well below the levels at which we saw back in 2007 and 2008.
Good stuff.
That is very reassuring. And thank you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Trump, because disposable personal income is up a lot higher now than it has been for a number of years. And mortgages are a lot more secure now than they have been for a number of years. So thank you very, very much, President Trump. And by the way, you know, some of the people you see on TV where they talk about how, oh, yes, these tax cuts, they were all for the rich and they were all for the corporations and the people in the middle class aren't feeling that at all. Well, folks, here's one way they're feeling it, because personal disposable income needed to service mortgage debt in this country and keep it current, it's only 4.25%, lowest in a long, 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 long time. And thank you, Mr. Trump, for that. I don't know what planet some of these people are living on who claim that tax law changes are not going to give the country a boost for a long, long time. I think anybody who says that these tax laws that were changed are not reaching into the middle class and the lower income classes in the country is just not looking at the right kind of figures.
Exactly.
They're just not looking at the right kind of figures. They're living on another planet. They have a political axe to grind. And I think the cumulative effect of, and it is true, by the way, that corporate tax rates were cut. And some people think that any corporate tax rate cut is a giveaway to the rich. Well, guess what, folks? Those rich folks running the corporations are the same ones who take those increased profits and reinvest them for more jobs. And the cumulative effect of those kinds of increased profits, that kind of increased investment over a 10, 15, 20, 30, and 40-year period is immense. And any people who do not understand that and recognize it are just operating from a very, very immense and arrogant form of ignorance about basic economics. There. I said it. I'm probably making a few people mad, but that's exactly the way I feel about
it.
Because
we're just doing our job.
That's where we are. So anyway, to the person who asked that question, is mortgage debt getting out of hand? No, not yet. Now, I would still, as listeners to this program perhaps recall, I would still love to see a system that we get back to a system where mortgage lending decisions are made locally, something like a savings and loan association or a bank focused on mortgage lending, where they evaluate the applicant and they decide on the basis of, is this person probably going to be able to repay me? And then their profits and loss and their corporate livelihood really depend upon how many of those loans get repaid and get repaid on time. Right now, the way it works is about 95% of all mortgage loans that are made. You may think that you're getting a mortgage loan from Wells Fargo Bank or Waterstone Bank or the local lender at Berkshire Hathaway. Not the way it works, folks. As soon as that loan gets settled, that lender, that broker actually, resells it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, most likely Fannie Mae or Freddie. And right now, their standards are not all that liberal. They're a little bit too liberal in some situations. But as soon as the politicians think they can buy your vote and mine by easing those mortgage standards, guess what happens? They will.
Yep.
But for right now, I don't see it. The disposable personal income is at a level that it's very, very capable of supporting the mortgage debt in the country. And I don't see any real chance for a bubble like we had developing in the past coming through right now. And I hope that's reassuring. And if you'd like to discuss that anymore or see some more information on it, please give us a call at the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline and say, hey, John, I'd like to chat with you some more about the real estate mortgage debt and how that's being handled in the country. And Chrissy, give them that number again.
Absolutely. That number is 484-574-4088.
You can also go to dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com. None of that is going to cost you a cent. I tell people I give advice that's free. That is actually worth something.
And it is.
Okay.
And it is.
And Chrissy, how much time we got left in this segment there, kiddo?
We have got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Plenty of time for one more question.
Yeah.
This one grabbed me. This is from Richard in Lansdale. Now, he has several renters in his family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of homeowners. He has, however, for a good while, had a dream to own his own home. Now,
yep.
Of course, you sit around the dinner table with a lot of people who rent, wonderful, well-meaning people, and you might get the impression from them that it's smarter to rent than to own. And he's listened to your show for a bit. He'd love a little reassurance on that, especially with all the latest numbers out there. Let's talk him down out of his tree and tell him why now's a great time to own.
Okay, good. And Richard was the fellow in Lansdale?
Correct.
Okay. Richard, I'm actually working with a young couple now who have a home, but for family reasons, they want to move out of it, get into a little different school district, plus the fellow's parents are moving in with him and the house is going to be a little bit too small then. So they're looking at selling this house and moving into a larger home. And one of the things they're now considering is, since selling may take a while, even though we're in a very fast market, is they're considering renting their house out for 3 or 4 or 5 years. And I've told them, based upon the projections I see, in 3, 4, or 5 years, their house that's now worth probably $300,000 is probably going to be worth $40,000-$50,000 more in 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And that might be worth sitting around waiting for. And these people are qualified enough so they could go out and buy another house and then rent this one out. And I asked them the last time we were together, I said, how much is your mortgage payment? And they said, well, it's about $2,000 a month.
Okay.
And we believe we can rent the house for $2,500 a month. So guess what?
There you go.
There you go. Holding onto the house, renting it, is probably going to generate about $500 a month positive cash flow.
Brilliant.
Okay. Plus, they still get to retain all of the tax advantages of owning. They have a tax leverage investment. And that's what people are going to find just about no matter where they look. The cost of renting is going to be equal to or greater than the cost of owning your own home. True, you do have to come up with a down payment.
Right.
Chrissy, I'm going to talk about ways to really minimize that down payment so if people want to get into a home they own,
they can do it. That's fantastic. And we will definitely touch on that next week. The time has flown. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More of the Kristen Hagopian Show right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show talking. And during the break, we were having a bit of a debate here because people were not believing me that Craigslist had these fantastic telescopes for a fraction of the cost. I have made believers out of Tony and Megan here. Megan, you believe me. Thank you, darling. But Tony did not believe me. He is now nodding his head sagely. He sees it. He's on his Kindle right now. He's pulled them up. And yes, you too can find yourself a fabulous telescope for a fraction of retail. Let others pay retail. We appreciate it. We will always love them. We will never be them. We are the ones that buy this stuff on Craigslist and keep our money in the bank. Boomalicious. Now, talking about these various ways to absolutely make your home stunning with this incredible contact paper. It sounds so, you know, ham and egg sort of stuff. When I first heard about this, I was a little skeptical, kind of looking at them, really? Whatever. I am a believer. It has transformed furniture, rooms, vanities, projects. And when I put this stuff on social media and I am all proud of myself, look what I did. I get blown away with people who connect with me and send me their own projects. Your creativity blows me away. So again, this is all the stuff sent to us by listeners. Before the break, Devin D. was dazzling us here in Philadelphia area with his transformation of a fully functional, tons of life left in it refrigerator that was simply ugly as heck. Well, no more, because he put this gorgeous, glossy black, I can't describe it, it's so beautiful, glossy black, it now looks chic and gorgeous for his Philadelphia apartment. Here's another one. Bill Z., checking in from L.A., has these wooden stair risers. I've got carpeting all over my house. I am married to an Armenian, the love of my life. You guys who know Armenians, if your last name rhymes with Armenian, like Hagopian, you're either an Armenian or you're married to one. And Armenians are famous for their beauty and their greatness at creating carpeting and rugs. So when you marry into an Armenian family tree, carpeting will be a part of your life for the rest of your days. However, there are other people out there who are not married to Armenians, who are not Armenians themselves, and they do wooden stair risers. All right, gorgeous. I love it all. Love my carpeting. Love the people checking in with the wooden stair risers. And Bill Z, listening in from LA, has this project he did, and this is a tall, literally, this has got to be 20 stairs in this incredible building. I think it's an apartment building that he owns. He's got a rental apartment, and he uses contact paper, which is brilliant. So much wear and tear on the stairs, especially in a rental. Patterns, gorgeous. He makes it fun. It's easy. It's simple to do. It's something where if anybody were to go after it with some paint or a marker or some kid, whatever, doesn't know what they're doing, it scrubs right off. This stuff is genius. Next up, I love this, a basic bookshelf can be acquired for well under 10 bucks from sources like Goodwill, that kind of thing. You know, you find freebies on Craigslist all the time, beautiful bookshelves, but they're ugly. You gotta use a little bit of imagination. Then it's on you to jazz it up. You know what your best bets are? Either paint it solid black, which is classy and gorgeous and goes with everything, or a solid white. If you have a certain color scheme, go with that. And then start going at it. Get creative with this contact paper. There's beautiful contact paper in a wood grain. Wood grain, like you could do oak, you could do redwood, you could do a pine. Whatever you're looking for, I am here to tell you, there is a wood grain contact paper for next to nothing out there. Very inexpensive, very reasonably priced, that can transform it. And something, this was so brilliant, IKEA, which is a brand name that has been around for a good long while. It's going to be here forever. They have what a lot of people consider very inexpensive, very, you know, you can customize it to whatever living space you're in. That's IKEA's claim to fame. I have always found that not bland. I mean, it's very classic. It goes with everything. It lasts forever. But I like something with a bit more texture to it. And I'm not alone. And I'm hearing from people who are taking these IKEA sets and they are transforming them into this beautiful, rich woods and metallics and all this other stuff from plain plastic pieces out of IKEA. The before and afters are amazing. Jazzing it up and just customizing it to your own personal style, I love that. It's one of the best things about the brilliant frugal movement. When you go into someone's home or their office or their car or their life and you take a good look around, there's nothing like surrounding yourself with antiques and clothes and appliances and tables and you name it, you know, shoes, everything you're talking about, cars, everything that you picked up, that you studied, that you researched, that you saved money on. It says so much about you. And when you get these pieces of furniture around you or the clothing pieces or whatever else, and you can customize it even more to your exact, beautiful, eclectic, one-of-a-kind, unique tastes, that is the height of the brilliant, frugal living movement. All right, moving along. I love these pictures so much. Beth M. checking in from Sandusky, a beautiful town that I have seen with my own eyes. Gorgeous little town. Covering up, she has these old cabinets. She picked up these old cabinets, freebies on Craigslist, brilliant. And rental kitchens are notorious for cabinets that look straight out of the 1950s. You know why? Because they're durable, because they lasted for decades, and they'll last for decades more. And while you could have custom fronts made to replace them, a far more economical and gorgeous and easy to implement option is to use contact paper all over them. So this is faux bois, which Martha Stewart, you know, wannabes like myself will recognize as fake wood. It is gorgeous. I'm looking at these before and afters. Thank you so much, Beth M, for checking in. Beautiful faux wood. Looks like real wood. That's the best kind. And when you call it faux bois, when you say anything in French, it's just classier. But in all seriousness, guys, you know how much new kitchen cabinets can cost, new bathroom cabinets, new anything. And when you can transform it for a couple of bucks, literally less than 50 bucks with this contact paper, it's genius. Next up, I got to get a couple more in. Create a backsplash out of thin air. All right, Stan B of Austin, in a new construction home, had the option of having them putting in a backsplash for thousands of dollars. Oh my God, I want to just the thought. Instead, he creates a similar backsplash for $22, a gorgeous backsplash in his brand new kitchen, in his brand new home. I love it. Another people, let's see here. Tristan from New York created an accent wall in his new apartment, a fresh college grad. Beautiful. Sticking it on drawers. Mike S. from Port St. Lucie, Florida. Freebies, right and left. He painted and put these beautiful tile backsplashes, tabletops on all of these and created a beautiful matching set for his bedroom. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. That's what I'm talking about. Delineating an entryway, Charlie B. Hacking an IKEA anything, Bethany. We talked about this. Heading to Penn State very soon. Congratulations, my own alma mater. Creating her own beautiful IKEA furniture, customizing it. I love it. Go get them, Bethany. Guys, the time has flown. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet. From Whole Home Connect, you'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.